Go on,
oh, I'm starting, yeah? Okay, no, I'm doing that. Cool. Yes, guys, and welcome back to another episode of the Good Enough Podcast. I'm Johnny Carey.
I'm Michael Hamilton.
And today we have a guest with over 3.4 million followers across all social platforms. It is Grace Keeley.
I need to be introduced like that more often. That
you
was
do.
Really
yeah,
nice,
come on.
Yeah.
So I need to put some respect in your name.
Come on, I've been waiting for that.
Yeah, so you are now on our pod.
I am.
But you have your own pod yourself.
I do.
So how did that come about? What made you
want to... I didn't even want to do a podcast, I'm going to be honest. I went on The Fellas and I spoke about some like just vile shit on there. I was saying that I love felons, like I want to fuck a felon. And then they gave me my own.
Yeah. So you just said you wanted to fuck a criminal.
And yeah, yeah. But I was like, it depends what they're in for. Like, you know, if they've possibly...
Yeah, it can't be an R charge.
If they've murdered someone... yeah, that would be crazy. No, that would be crazy.
Right, so what's the most you go
so
for?
Like, okay, if they've murdered someone, but they protected their mum.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah,
okay,
I'd bail right. them out.
What is it about? Like do you think it's that sexy?
I wouldn't do that anymore because I don't know. I feel like it would be bad for the brand.
Oh yeah.
But back in the day, I used to like men with one tooth.
What are you talking?
Like, yeah.
You love a scaffolder, innit?
Yeah.
Someone that works in a trade. Proper
you love
hard
someone that gets on a tooth during the day.
Yeah. Yeah. Someone that's a little bit angry.
In that case, yeah.
Yeah. And I can
a bit
appreciate
scruffy, bit
that.
Bit dirty, dirt yeah. under the fingernails.
Oh
and stuff.
Yeah.
No, a lot of people like the builder look.
What?
The builder look.
Yeah,
the builder look.
A bit of musk on
like the
you know, musk. People did like role play in the bedroom. Like, yeah. I'm not a very good actor, so I probably wouldn't, but if they came in with a high vis, that would be enough.
What? Just high vis?
Just high vis.
Nothing else.
Cock
nothing
out.
Cock out.
Yeah.
Maybe the boots though, still toe caps.
Yeah, yeah.
High
yeah.
vis and still
toe that's like a fucking, what's it? What's the thing that Channing Tatum does?
Magic Mike.
I was watching your podcast the other day with Anastasia.
Yeah,
he was watching.
He follows you, innit?
Yeah, he does. Yeah,
so
he
imagine
really
Channing
does.
Tatum in your bedroom.
Maybe
with
he's
that
getting
one.
Married, so.
Oh, is he?
Hope he's well.
But he still follows you?
Yeah, but you know, they can't
you are,
keep
you
away,
are, you
can
are
they? Yeah, yeah. Yeah, no, it is just that.
No, I'll be real. I'm not trying to make your head any bigger, but you are the funniest girl on earth.
Yeah, yeah, I had buck teeth back at school, so it's
funny. Nice.
No, honestly, yeah. you're hilarious. You actually made me die.
Thanks for that.
You actually made me die. Like, when we went Ibiza, you was making me crease.
Yeah, we really did a lot in Ibiza. That sounded weird. Not me and you, but I saw Johnny in a different light in Ibiza.
No, hold on. No.
Because this is good stuff, because I've never been Ibiza.
Yes, you have.
Have you not?
Yes, you have.
I've been Ibiza.
Yes, you have been Ibiza, bruv.
With you, I said.
Oh, no,
no, no,
with
no,
you.
That's what I'm saying.
I've been Ibiza,
yeah, of course.
Yeah, that is the magical island, I can't lie.
But I want to dive into it, because Johnny
when Johnny
can't stay
dies,
away from there.
His ashes need to be scattered.
In
Ibiza. Oh, they have to
in Ibiza.
No,
you're going to have to cut that. I'm sorry. Cut that.
Let's really do that one more time.
Imagine my boy's in hospital right now because he
is
can't
he?
Walk.
Yeah. I'm not fucking surprised. I'm surprised it's not you. I've never seen anything like it in my life.
What? Oh my. Okay, wait. Read it back.
Read it back. Ashes need to be scattered in Ibiza.
Do. In Ocean Beach.
Yeah.
In Ocean Beach. Nah, fuck that.
No, you
go
Espedra.
Bosh.
Over there. Oh, no, he's got me saying it now.
Bosh.
I've never said that before.
There you go.
I've never said that before.
I just clocked what you said. Yeah, you love it.
Yeah, so look, that is the gaff.
I just want to know what Johnny's like in Ibiza because he can't stay away.
I'm a very good
revolving
holy
door.
Man.
Crazy.
Revolving door.
You know, in the mornings. But you know what? Well, one thing I will give Johnny is he will sleep with good-looking women.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. No, but I know my boy's got it like that. Look on.
Thank you.
I'm
because
sorry.
I want like. People think that I'm a dog.
No.
But I'm not. I'm picky.
No,
you may
you know
have
what?
Been in the past, but
100%. I know
like
you're selective.
Essexy eyelash extension sunbed girls, and I really respect it.
Okay. I know what you're going for. That is literally what you're going
or
for.
Or like a natural girl.
Yeah, like a naturally pretty bit of freckles.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
No makeup on, but she's got a suntan. You know what I mean?
You could write that down.
Yeah.
It's a bit different
for
me.
Oh, I think it's nice when a ginger girl has got a tan
really?
And freckles. Yeah.
Wasn't it Philly that said he liked gingers as well? No,
he likes anything.
He likes anything.
Yeah, yeah.
He likes anything.
Yeah,
true, yeah. He likes anything, that boy.
Wide scope.
Wide scope.
Wide scope.
Oh, poor Philly. Yeah, he had fun there too.
Yeah, we all have fun on Ibiza.
Yeah, apart from me, I was just sleeping with Hannah in the same
bed. What
bird.
About? Oh. So basically, we filmed Bad Bistro on Ibiza, yeah? On the morning we was filming, you got in some. You want to tell a story, basically?
Go on.
Well, there's two things because we were both in bad ways, but in different. So I got a taxi, but the woman dropped me in the middle of Ibiza, in the middle of nowhere, in like an industrial estate, full of like Spanish men. Couldn't blame them; they wanted a slice, right? But I thought, not in the industrial estate.
No,
we couldn't work out where we were. There were no cabs. We had to go into a supermarket, find out. So anyway, I turn up like 2 hours late. I turn up to Johnny making himself sick in the bathroom.
Was I? Oh yeah, I was.
You were like violently
sick.
Yeah,
I was bare ill.
The whole time.
I did get in at like 5, but like I was ill.
You was hanging.
Yeah. And then we had to end, everyone was like, we've got to end at 7 because we've got to go to Ocean Beach.
Oh, we was pressuring like, them.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Wait, I think I know this episode. Was it when you were filming Bad Beach?
The same
right?
Day, yeah.
There's an episode of Bad Beach right where you lot are literally saying, we're going over beach, like, let's wrap the episode.
Johnny and Philly were like, I remember never seen anyone pace it like that up a hill. I was like, fair.
I remember when we went to Ocean as well.
Yeah.
You are a sick wing woman.
Come on.
I remember I'm chatting to this shot girl in Ocean, yeah. Whatever. At the Blue, I've been talking to her for like 10 minutes. She comes over and goes, just letting you know, his cock is massive.
Yeah. I was like, I've never seen anything like it in my life. It's like crazy. I'm too scared to go
she's
near
going,
it.
Really?
Did it work though?
Yeah, no. Well, yeah, for Johnny it worked. Yeah,
it did work. It did. I think it worked anyway. Well, yeah.
Yeah, it did work. Yeah,
so it must have worked. Yeah.
But it was weird. And then the second day we went and N-dubs were, I've never been more out of place. Imagine I walk into the N-dub section and someone goes, who invited the white girl?
No, you're joking.
I said, fair play.
Talisa and Dappy are white.
Fair play.
Like, but I'm like, I have the facilities of a white person.
No, but they don't know what you're on though.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was hell in there, truly. Truly.
Yeah, that table was tucked out of the way.
Yeah, yeah.
Probably tucked out of the way.
Yeah, I was terrified.
Yeah.
I had to leave.
Oh, I'm jealous, man.
You are? You should have taken my place. Wear a wig.
For the next one.
And go.
Hold it there. I know you lot have been eyeing up the bottles you've been drinking out of, but this is Air Up. Air Up works with a scent-based pod, which when you drink water, helps you experience flavours through scent.
And they got this new flavour that we're loving right now. It's actually perfect for Christmas. Chocolate orange.
Yes, it is lovely. In fact, I take mine everywhere with me. In the car, when I go to the gym, and it's just accessible to have a nice tasty water. And it's getting me in the holiday spirit.
So if you're looking for a gift for friends or family, make sure you head down to Air Up's website, as they've got a bunch of different flavours and colourways to choose from.
There are some wicked Christmas bundle offers on their website right now, and they're only available to the 26th of December. Don't hesitate and go order yourself one. And also, thanks to Air Up for sponsoring this podcast.
Cheers, Air Up.
Yes. I'm only going once next year, I can't lie. I got too much.
All right, mate.
Swear down.
Why even bother lying on the podcast?
I'm not. We're supposed to keep it real.
Okay, you won't go there, but you'll go like high or something. I'll go somewhere. You heard of high?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I'm going to Ibiza once, not Ocean.
Oh, sorry,
I'm going
to Ibiza. No, you were
100%. I've been 4 times this year. I went 6 times last year.
That's like an addiction.
Disgusting. It is.
Your penis must hurt. That's crazy amounts. That's crazy.
I'm a good boy, Grace.
Go to that clinic.
Don't expose me.
ASAP.
I've been clinic. I'm all good.
Really?
I'm Gucci, yeah.
Gotta get ready.
I'd be too scared to go to a clinic.
I've been Gucci.
Not that I wouldn't get checked. I'll get checked. Okay, but you know, the home ones. I'm not riddled.
No, you got to, innit?
Yeah, but the actual clinics you go into, like imagine you walk in and someone goes, why is GK Barry in the comedian
section? No, that's why you wear a face mask.
That's why you got to wear a face mask.
Beanie, hood.
All the way up.
Glasses.
But you do. Yeah, but you must do a home one, though.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I'm like,
do you take the bloods?
Oh,
I do.
My God.
And I'm like having a panic attack.
Oh, my gosh. Let me tell you something, yeah? Oh, this is just fully exposed. I'm in the bathroom 30 minutes. I'm not even joking. Like this. Come on, Michael, just prick your finger. Like, just do it. And I'm like this. I'm like,
why is the jar so big? The jar.
Oh, my God. And your blood comes out so thick.
Literally, I'm like, what the hell?
That was horrible.
Genuinely.
That made me feel lightheaded.
I've got to sack myself up to prick my finger.
We could never be diabetic.
Half an hour. Sweating. I'm sweating.
Yeah, yeah.
Prick it. I'm like, come on.
Because it's the dramatic noise as well. Because it's like,
how about this? I've never in my life had a blood test and not passed out.
That's
something in my brain.
Crazy.
You pass out?
And I don't even care about blood. Like, I can look at it. Like, I've seen so many fucked videos on WhatsApp, people getting beheaded and all that shit. Boys, group chats are bad.
Right.
Yeah.
All this stuff. So when I've got the thing to do the home test, I've pricked my finger. As I'm doing it, I'm having to stand by the window. I'm sitting on the edge of my bed thinking, oh my God, I'm squeezing it out. Literally, like, I'm passing out. It's like a thing in my head. Like, I've had it before where when I broke my foot a couple of years ago, obviously you have to get a blood test to see, I don't know why.
Why?
I don't know, you're just doing it when you
that's
go to hospital.
Crazy. Yeah,
I don't know. Got a blood test, and I hadn't had one since I was about 12, but all previously I'd always pass out, always. So at this time I'm like 22, 23. I think, fuck it, I clearly ain't scared of blood. It's not a squeamish thing.
Yeah.
I've seen so many fuck shit, it's not squeamish. So I thought, cool, she's taking the blood now. I'm not looking at it.
Obviously.
I'm calm. Then she puts the cannulate in or whatever it's called.
Yeah. Cannula, still look, brilliant.
Yeah. What's it called?
Cannula.
Cannula, that's the one.
That's fine, you're close enough.
And I could feel it in my arm and that, but I'm cool. I'm like, oh, I ain't gone lightheaded yet. I'm sweet.
Yeah.
She wraps in a little thing. She said, yeah, go wait in the waiting room. I'm still not looking it. I've gone out to the waiting room, sitting down, packed waiting room. I'm like, oh, it's been like a good 5 minutes. I'm on my phone and stuff. I'm like, oh, cool. I'm clearly not squeamish. I thought, I'm going to look at it. I looked at it and I see it coming out my arm. I was like, oh, it's not even bad. It doesn't even affect me. Say no more. Went back on my phone. Next thing you know, ears ringing. I went,
no, you're joking.
Oh, that's like such
a trick. No, it's a response.
I was
event,
fighting
yeah.
it. It's like I was dying. I was like, no. I was like, I'm going to go. I'm going to go. All again. And I went, oh, it was horrible.
You're joking.
That's, no, that's hot. Yeah, I don't think I could give blood because I think I would.
Oh, you, you definitely couldn't.
No, no way. I hate it.
Good luck.
Thing is, needle going in, I don't mind. It's needle going out.
I'd. Yeah, you know what I mean? All of it. I when think you hear it, go.
I'm so sweet with it, you know.
You're making me feel lightheaded.
Yeah, no, it, it is when you talk about it.
That's horrible.
Yeah, it's killing me.
We need to change that subject.
yeah, we do.
I'm like shaking.
I actually hate them. I fucking, about 2 months ago, I had piles, yeah.
Oh my God.
Wait, why did you, no, go on.
No, like I knew because I had a shit, yeah.
No, but why did you have to get an injection for piles?
No,
it's a amount of blood.
Oh, so I was going to say. Oh,
that, it was traumatic. If anyone out there, boys, it's quite common for men. Yeah, if you have piles.
Or if you do anal loads, you get piles.
Yeah, that as well.
Yeah, there's that part.
When I went for shit, I wiped my ass. No joke. The tissue, yeah, it's disgusting. The whole tissue was like I'd just been stabbed and I've gone like that. It was soaking wet with blood. I looked at it. Oh my God, I was in so much shock and panicking. Yeah? I thought, I'm dying. I'm dying here.
Yeah.
Went to doctors next day. don't get me wrong. Yeah, I'm far from vanilla.
Yeah.
So I've had a tongue up my ass, finger up my ass a lot, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
But in the bedroom and yeah. I'm drunk. First time I've had it from a doctor.
Sober as well.
Oh,
yeah.
What is my God.
Yeah.
She made me go in the fetal position like this.
Yeah,
I felt so demasculated.
They spread your cheek.
Oh, I'll tell you a story about this.
I've
like
had the
this,
exact same
she whacked
thing.
On a latex glove. Yeah. She's like, I'm just going to have a feel right there. Oh my God. She went, whoop, whole finger to knuckle. I went, ugh. She like wiggling it around. No. I was like, ugh. pulled out and I think I felt so violated. I then got tissue. She said, tissue, wipe my ass. It's all covered in blood.
I'm joking.
Okay, I got one for you. Why are we on this subject?
I just
have to. Do you know what a colonic irrigation is?
Yes.
All right, cool.
No.
Got recommend. Okay, cool. I'm going to tell you.
Colonic regulation.
So look, colonic irrigation or colonic hydrotherapy, whatever you want to call it, they basically flush out your colon. It's meant to be healthy for you.
Yeah.
Clear the skin up, make you.
Oh, like a big.
You eat a lot of red meat and stuff. Like it sticks to the intestines and stuff. You can flush it out.
Yeah.
So I was recommended. Oh yeah, go for a colonic irrigation. I said okay, cool. I've got there. Oh my God, brother. Same
was
kind
it
of thing.
Then
as you,
it?
Nah, it was a woman. Lay down on my side. She's like, lay on your side and open your leg like this. I'm like this.
I love that you're doing it.
Yeah, I've got
like a dog. Like a dog.
I'm like that.
And they're having
like
a piss.
She's taken out. So, and genuinely, the girth on the thing's like that.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's really thick.
The girth
on the
thing's
like that.
When it washes out, it'll fall out your ass.
You can see the shit coming in the
so
tube.
It's like that. And the tube's like that long, the bit that goes up.
Jesus wept.
She's greased it in Vaseline and she's gone and just absolutely like, she's gone like this.
She annihilated your ass off.
Gone like that. To make sure it like twist it in kind of thing, like that. Oh, I'm grabbing a thing like that.
You're like chewing the pillow.
Yeah. Toes all curling in it.
I was going,
horrible.
That. And then she's like, right, it's in. She's like, right, lay on your back. I'm laying like this for the whole thing.
It's like getting an asshole wax. That's crazy.
Oh my God, I've never had that.
40 minutes, bro. Like 40 minutes. Of it just 40? Pain.
40 minutes?
That's criminal. No,
she was having a laugh.
Yeah, you should just have an unhealthy
it's
arse.
It's supposed to go for an hour, and I couldn't go for an hour.
No, I'm not
minutes.
Shocked Fuck at that. All. That's Fuck criminal.
That. So, yeah, there's
ever
a lot.
You've had anything up
do
your
you
ass?
Do you want to share an arse experience?
I've had things up my arse, but from like medical professionals, because okay. I got piles once too.
It's that janking was, it.
But it's like, what do we talk about here? Do you know what I mean? Like, what's the convo? Because I'll try and like make a joke while her finger's in my ass. I'm like, nah, read the room, because
no,
she's
no.
not going to laugh at it.
No.
I'm not susceptible to ass stuff, to be honest, like in the bedroom. Like I just,
don't really like it. Not on me.
And you know what? I'm sorry. I would not eat a guy's ass. There's no way.
Not if it's your fella.
Thing is, he'd have to have a full wax, and right. I'd have to watch him wipe with a wet wipe. And also, I would
that's
make
a shower
him douche.
Shower.
Yeah, no, I'd. Yeah, valid.
Yeah.
And then I'd have to make him douche. I'm not getting anywhere near
douche is like the same
thing. Douche
is... Okay.
You've had your arse eaten. Yeah. Criminal.
Yeah. Douche is like... you've got it's like a pump kind of thing, right? Well, there's many different ways of doing it, but you kind of clean...
I love this conversation.
Yeah, you
kind of clean
out.
You pump water
up
your ass and push it out, and it just flushes out everything.
What I do after every shower I have, after it comes out the big one, there's like, you know, you have that little handle one.
Handheld.
Switch it to there. And before I get out of the shower, I wash my ass.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's one way, but then the douching really gets in there.
No, it's like a little thing that you put up your tiny thing.
Yeah, I'll pass on that.
Well, listen, I can't eat art. And also, I feel like I wouldn't mind my ass eating, but it's not a given in a relationship. Like, if someone doesn't eat my ass, I won't be like,
that's just a bonus, extracurricular.
You eat ass.
Yeah.
Johnny loves it.
Is there a bad ass eating story you've got?
Has to be.
Like, have you ever been like, that is a shitty ass up?
Nah, Johnny, you can't tell me.
No!
You can't tell me that one time.
Yeah, come on.
Nah, that
actually. After a night out, you've had like a sweaty gooch going on with the
rave ass, like proper rave ass.
No, I would not go in. If they've been on out, I just think I'm going there. They're Chad, there's no chance.
100% yes.
No way.
Yeah.
No, I would say it.
You would actually.
I've had a bad one. It weren't ass.
What, the front side?
But I'm a tap geezer, yeah?
Yeah.
So I was in Ibiza. Took this girl back, whatever.
I'm gonna say, of course it was
Ibiza. And she had a urine infection or something, yeah?
Ooh.
Oh, I don't know if I could put it. Say this.
No,
she had a urine infection, yeah? Do you know the story?
No.
She had a urine infection, and she basically had a pessary. What's the vagina pills called?
She had like a pessary thing.
Yeah.
What's that? Yeah. What is that?
You put it in there and you sleep with it, and then it gets rid of all, like, thrush. You had thrush.
No, she didn't have thrush. She had a urine infection.
A UTI, and she had a pessary in there.
Something like that. Anyway, she had that up her. Gone back now. Whatever. She's like, you're not going down on me. I got that in. I said, do you think I give a fuck? Bomb, turned her over, started playing her ass. I said, now I'm here anyway, I might as well turn you up. No, I don't think I did lick her out. I turned over, I was eating her ass.
Yeah.
But where all the powder and stuff had dripped down, I've gone to the bathroom now, looked in the mirror, my face is covered in that paracetamol tablet.
Oh my.
I started laughing at myself. I was like, you dirty cunt. You dirty cunt.
Johnny, you are into that. That's crazy.
I just turned her over, the lights were dim. I didn't know it was going to be like that. I was like, what the fuck's that on my face? I must have just dripped out of her.
Yeah, 100%.
But I thought, I'm not looking at her.
Is that even edible?
Yeah, because there's all that. So I just
turned her over.
You went straight to us. Did you know her personally?
Of course not.
I did know her personally.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, fair. Yeah. Usually I'd have to be like, how much money would it take for you to eat someone's ass? But you're doing it.
It's always, you got to have a look first, innit?
Yeah, look at their arsehole.
Yeah.
Have you ever eaten someone's ass that's hairy?
Never.
Yeah, fair.
Good. I sat with a girl for one, she had a ring of hair around her ass.
Perfect.
When I was fucking her from behind, I thought, oh.
It was me.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
No, she can't help it, of course, but like, you just whack.
Yeah,
that
but you've got to squat in the shower and go crazy there.
Yeah, prison visit.
Yeah.
Squat in it.
Squat and cough.
Squat in a mirror.
Johnny doesn't wear socks.
I do wear socks. Look. You got to know about these.
That has made my vagina has gone inwards.
Why?
That is so. Look, apparently,
no. This is interesting.
These are
show that on the camera quickly. Make sure. Okay, cool,
bro. Wait, who don't wear these, boys? Come on now, because it looks smart.
I'm talking about it. I've never worn it.
Yeah,
but apparently, girls don't like it.
Yeah, obviously.
But I think it's quite practical.
Going on?
Fair.
We're up mingers. But the thing. Joking. No, but because it looks like you've got no socks on, I'd assume you've got smelly feet. Do you like loafers?
If I'm at like a funeral or something.
appropriate footwear, yeah.
I've been to loads of funerals, bad.
Hope they're well. Yeah, that's crazy.
What? It's good. Hope they're well.
Yeah, that I panicked with that.
Anyway. Yeah. I think it's just smart. I got a question for you, Grace.
Hmm.
Who is the most famous person in your phone book?
It's not a man. It's definitely not going to be a man. It's got to be like Gemma Collins or Alison Hammond. That's a flex. Yeah.
They're big mainstream TV.
They are. They're being there.
What's Gemma like?
Yeah, that's literally.
She's all right. Is she
as OTT as she's on camera?
I've never met her.
Oh, you ain't met her?
I've only FaceTimed her. So I FaceTimed her and her, I think it's her nephew.
All right.
Her nephew's a fan, so I FaceTimed them.
Wicked.
Yeah. But she seems nice.
JC.
The JC. The blueprint.
Who would you say yours is?
It's a good question, to be fair.
What do you mean, innit?
Probably Chunks, yeah. I'd probably say Chunks is my most famous person.
I feel like you'd have maybe more like a woman. I feel like you'd have an Instagram, like someone bait on Instagram.
No, but I'm on about phone book.
Phone book, though.
Oh, okay.
Quite a few rappers follow me.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah,
but I would say phone book.
Name like a famous rapper that follows you that I'd know. Not someone that starts with like Young.
Was you on
like a V?
Yeah, you know, he was on a shoot with K Trap with us, innit? Was you?
No.
Was you not?
Although I did like his song Warm.
Yeah.
I was partial to Warm.
Partial
to Warm.
I don't know. Who's the biggest rapper that follows me? I don't even know, to be fair. But a few do.
Any footballers, let me know.
A couple of footballers follow me.
Okay, cool. Yeah. As long as they're Reece Nelson's cool.
Boxers.
That's my guy.
Oh.
Huh? Boxers.
Boxers. Yeah, I done a video of Conor
Ben.
Conor Ben punched me up.
Really?
Yeah. That's and right. It hurt and all. I was in the ring with him and I was just going soft because I thought didn't really fancy it. I was in the ring with him and I didn't want to go too hard because I thought, he's a machine. If I actually accidentally clip, not that I would. If I accidentally clip him with one,
yeah,
he's gonna go like raging
he's gonna
ball.
Fuck you up.
So yeah. I was going soft. He's going soft. And then halfway through, I was like, oh no, just go full. I want to feel what it feels like. Like hit me.
That's
okay. Right, he just watched the video on my channel. Yeah, he fucked me up. He only gave me like five punches in like 0.5 seconds. The naughtiest uppercut. I didn't even see it coming. My God, it made me dizzy.
Really?
And he was like, that was only 50%. Yeah, fuck getting a ring with
me. So there's no way. No fucking way. I don't.
Animal.
No way.
Probably blessed geezer though, I can't lie.
Do you know what I saw you did the other day? I want to ask you both a question, right?
Mm-hmm.
I saw you did that thing about OnlyFans, like you wouldn't date a girl that did OnlyFans, right?
What was that on? That was on...
It's on, what is that called?
With
the girl...
That, yeah, Grilling.
Oh, Grilling.
There we go.
Yeah.
Right. If someone said to you, you would earn 20 mil... Would you do OnlyFans?
Do they don't that though?
Huh?
They don't earn 20 million.
No. Someone will Jeff Bezos, right?
Let's be realistic.
Jeff Bezos comes up to you and he goes, right,
Bezos cold.
I will give you, I'm trying to promote OnlyFans. I'll give you 20 mil each if you do OnlyFans for a year, but you need to you need to do sex videos.
Are we talking
take pictures of your asshole?
But are we talking like stuff up my ass, dildos and that?
Yeah, well, it doesn't seem like you have an issue with that.
I
so
definitely
I'm gonna
do.
Say
I
yes.
would.
Why would I put something shaped like a cock up my ass?
No, okay, what if you did like not a cock dildo, like you can get little bullets?
No.
You wouldn't have to.
20
million. 20 millions.
I can't lie.
20 M's, I'm seeing above everyone. Like,
I can't lie, 20 M's.
If you got bit on your cock by a snake, would you suck the venom out? He has 10 seconds, otherwise
he's dead
on his cock.
No, but where's the bite?
Bell end.
On the bell end.
Wait, hold on. Wait. Wait, just pause it.
Because I saw where's shits the bite? And pigs on, do this. Yeah. Even,
no, because if it's on the side, you can go like a little... You know what I mean?
It's not like a
sword.
Put
your cock in my mouth.
Is it a shot?
That's different.
Is it underneath? Is it
oh, yeah, cool.
All right, cool. So what if it was on the tip?
Fine. I'm a boy.
Would you do so the same for him? Tip?
And then I'd probably hang myself.
Yeah, you've got to do it. He's died. You guys have got a podcast together now.
Genuinely, we've got a film, so yeah.
No. Yeah, what? I'd have to... Go make the bread. I mean...
Fine.
The one that you
want...
Where's the bite?
No, because if it's... If it's like,
so you just give it to me on the side. Just
say that's your prick. Say it's there. It's not that deep. It's still deep, but like,
it's not that
it's there. You got a proper, your tongue's
your
gonna touch the fuck.
It.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the bite.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
Even if it's
I'm glad
the top
we sort it back
what would you say to me on my ground?
I'll save you, bro.
Yeah.
I'll save you.
Love you, my boy.
Love you, man. All right, cool.
No homo. If your mate had a bite, on a clit, would you suck it?
Oh, yeah, I'd suck
that's
it twice.
That's easy, isn't it?
Yeah, 100%.
After a couple of drinks.
Yeah. That's my normal Friday,
I think it's different for women, though. I think it's women are more, this isn't a word, but I'm going to say explorative.
Brilliant. Well, at least I'd be able to find it, though. Like, if that was you, you'd be like there for about 20 minutes.
Believe
still
me, I'd definitely go find it.
You 100% you think you
can million,
find it?
Million, trillion percent.
100%.
Million percent.
Okay.
I get good reactions. I love it. I love doing it.
Really?
Like, yeah.
He's like a fiend.
No, he actually does.
I love doing it. I love seeing him squirm and like, you know, the legs around the ears, I can't even hear anything, but I'm getting chucked about the bed like that.
What the fuck is going on?
That's you though, it
that's
is.
Great, because that
And I just
is,
look
I
at them after and
I'm
seeing
head.
Their face and I just think, yeah, that's how they fall in love.
Oh my God. I can't see you settling down.
I can't see this. I want to
settle down. Johnny makes me feel boring, genuinely.
Yeah, fuck off,
you make me feel vanilla.
You're more active than me, bruv.
I'm active.
Really? Are you?
Not in that way. Both of you lot can actually talk to me about this.
Okay.
Because you lot both been on it.
Uh-oh.
Locked in.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Locked in.
You were on the, like, shagging season, though. Like, there was no one on my season.
That was the shagging season.
But even if I'd had a few drinks. No, oh, I love Ilias, but so, no.
With the white girl, I've got her name.
Kate. No.
Kate.
I don't know.
Is it?
I'll be so real when it sounds bad.
Yeah, the only other white girl was...
We've locked in. I don't know what it is yet. I watched the first four episodes and then I get bored because I feel like I've been in that house. I know what it's like.
Yeah, and I just feel like they need to shake up the challenges a bit more.
Did you watch your own season?
Yeah.
I watched every episode back.
Oh, okay, I didn't do... Oh, no, I watched my first episode and then, you know, you come out early. I watched all the rest.
You know when you come out and you got your phone? It looks so
weird.
That's
what I wanted to ask. Yeah, how does that feel when you get your phone back?
It's insane.
When you refresh it, I remember I went up, like, I went up by so much. I was like, there was a reason I fucking did that.
Yeah, come on.
You need to go on it.
Do housemates genuinely piss you off in there? Like, have you had... Has there been a day where you're just like, nah, I'm wound up? Like, you're winding me up. And you got a film with them. And see him throughout the day.
Mm. And you can't, it's because it's a small house.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, it's a very small house.
You can't really escape anyone in any sort of format. Like, you can't have a bit of alone time unless you go...
In the toilet. I've got a fucking mic on anyway.
In my bed, the camera was there. Like, and the
speaker
with the cuckoo, right next to my ears. Oh my God. Remember, Joke Man used to sleep next to me and he used to snore so bad. I used to get my pillow and chuck it at his face to try and wake him up so he'd go on his side. I can't. I'm a selfish sleeper. Like, if you're snoring, I will wake you up.
I'll wake you up, yeah.
Yeah, and I think it depends who you've got in there. Like, if Max wasn't in there, I think I would not have had a good time.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, he's hilarious.
Max was, you've got to have someone entertaining in there, otherwise
he made a big portion of the show.
Yeah, 100%. And most of it wasn't even aired because the shit he would say was so...
Yeah.
I was like, you are not making it out of this house. Without getting cancelled.
Yeah, it's outrageous.
And the thing is, look, it worked out for him.
Yeah, that's his image now.
Worked out for him, that is his image.
Okay, yeah. Would you go in again if you got given the chance?
If Brett was right, yeah.
Yeah, you would.
Who
would be your dream, like, if it was an All-Stars, a dream All-Stars lineup?
Someone, Ling.
Say me.
Yeah, you.
Thank you.
Get you in there.
God bless.
Max.
Yep. I reckon it would probably
be We'd have to sling Tennessee in there.
Yeah.
100%. Oh my God, yeah.
We'd have to. Bit of eye candy, do you know what I mean?
Oh my God.
Bit of eye candy last year to 2 weeks.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Putty Stars, Fruizzi, just people I know.
People you know in it, just have a laugh.
Yeah. I'd definitely have Jamie back in there.
Yeah, because you lot got along proper well.
Jamie's cool, man,
anyway.
Yeah.
What about like Vera V. Brown? She was crazy on her season. She was.
She was.
Absolutely outrageous.
Was that when someone hid her Coke or something? Ginger beer. Someone hid a ginger beer.
Yes. Here's another one. Did you, I can go for both of you. Did anyone relieve themselves in the
Actually didn't, you know. I thought we're going in, I probably would have a wank, but
in
I didn't.
In the shower or something.
Yeah, but I just didn't.
What about you? Shower heads.
In the shower room like that.
No, it's not that type of place.
It's not.
Is it?
No, it's
and
not.
And like, I wasn't even horny the whole time I was in there.
Neither was I.
Definitely reckon a lot of men done it though.
I didn't really have a lot of talent
Ilias
in there though.
Ilias did, I think.
There you go.
I think not, unless I've made that up. I feel like Ilias did.
I felt uncomfortable even having a shit because you got a mic on.
Yeah, that's the thing. Don't they let you have a little bit of privacy to shit?
It's listening. I'm like,
why are you like straining?
That's why I can pulse.
So you got, because obviously it's rule of thumb, you've got to stay mic'd up in the toilet because.
No, I take it off and put it on the side, but you still can hear.
Yeah.
Can you not turn it off?
No.
Oh my God.
I put like stuff over it and like tap it.
I'm pretty sure they did.
Just hear your wee violently coming out and I.
Oh my God. That is crazy.
They're listening to you shit.
Girls piss come out bare, like,
we've got shit to do.
It doesn't.
I've got to get up and go. There's no way.
Ain't got no time.
Yeah. Although I feel like you can control it. Like if I'm around a guy's house, I'll pretend I'm having like a petite wee.
You know? No, that's the boy's version of a petite wee is letting it hit the bowl.
Yeah.
We got aim.
Yeah. Do you want back to front or front to back?
Front to back.
What's that?
That's that way.
Like pussy ass.
Yeah.
Because why are you wiping shit on your purse?
Yeah, that is very true.
That's crazy.
Do you wipe back to front or front to back?
Why have you got shit if you're having a piss anyway?
Well, I thought you were talking about like in general.
No. Yeah, front to back.
No, so, I'm always front to back.
I've got a thing, yeah. Might be different for girls. Do you stand up or shit down when you wipe your ass? Sit down when you wipe your ass.
Oh.
I stand up.
Okay,
the legs start aching sometimes when it's one of the ones where you keep wiping and not just stop lying.
I sit
down. Where is this coming from?
I sit down, but sometimes when it gets, it's a bit of a mission, I go into a kind of kneeling stance, yeah. Like, you know.
Like you're praying.
No, no, not leading his thoughts, but like I'm about
get
to.
Get out of me, please.
Like I'm about to kneel kind of thing. Like I'm going down, I crouch, yeah. But then I kind of push it back, push it out, you know?
Yeah, because I said
like
to my
I'm
dad.
I'm going into a twerking position. Like I'm in a twerking position.
I said to my dad the other day that I stand up and he was like, what the fuck's the matter? You standing
up? Wait, but are you standing up like straight so your cheeks are touching?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Because otherwise
that's
there's shit wrong. Everywhere now.
Some people go like that.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like that.
Yeah,
I'm
that's like me, that's me, that's me, that's me, that's me, that's me, that's me. There we go.
I'm glad we all know what we're all doing.
Yeah.
We've got the same
all
page
on the ball.
Here.
Yeah. All on the ball.
Because also I feel like if you sit down, won't your hand touch the toilet bowl?
I don't know. Do you know what I always do? Public toilet. Or even my, I do it in my,
squat.
I do my own carsy. Fucking get toilet paper and wipe all around the seat.
I won't even sit on it. I'll squat. Or like I'll do the Meg the Stallion knees.
Balance little tissue around the thing.
Oh yeah, who's got time for that?
Yeah,
the thing is.
One, doing like
girls' toilets
Picasso.
Can't be as bad as boys. Boys'
never.
Toilets are fucking disgusting. I've been in the toilet before and it's been shit on the floor next to the toilet.
Do you wash your hands after a wee?
No. I'll be real.
That's crazy.
After shit, I do.
But
not
you've
after
touched
after
the doors.
In a public toilet, no.
Yeah.
No.
It's this one. If it's a door handle, I'll give the little finger.
Right.
Yeah, I'll do that with my hand. Yeah. My foot.
Yeah. Well, like if it's a big long pole of a door handle, you grab the very
you grab
bottom.
The bottom of it.
With
that's
your
where
foot.
With my hand. Oh. Like, no one's grabbing the bottom. I do that in the gym everywhere.
Oh.
It's mad. I don't wash my hands after I piss, but in the gym, I wash my hands every single time because I got scars. I got two fucking warts from the gym. It's disgusting.
See?
I had to get burnt off.
You could not have waterboarded that information out
look,
of me.
Look,
public toilets just ain't clean, man.
There's a scar there now.
That's crazy.
Just from
in
the gym.
Yeah, that makes me worry about men. Like, why are you shitting and pissing on public toilet floors? Not both of you. Yeah.
Genuinely, no, it's horrible.
But like,
I know, but yeah. I sit here and wonder, who is it? Because I've never done it in my life.
They must have thought it was a lot. How do you miss?
How do you miss?
The shit.
Yeah,
the shit on the floor.
No, like, piss, I understand.
Yeah.
How do you miss? How do you miss?
No,
shit.
Actually, piss, I don't understand. You guys are physically aiming it like
no,
a gun.
No, but I've got foreskin. I ain't circumcised yet.
Yeah,
so sometimes when it comes out, it goes anywhere.
Oh, I don't know.
Really?
I
don't know.
Pull it back a little bit. Yeah, of course
back.
I do. But I've learnt now to do that. But like,
right,
it hasn't
right,
always been that way.
Oh, right.
I mean,
that's crazy. I never even, you know, when I gave my first hand job to someone without foreskin, I didn't know what to do. Oh, because there's nothing to
because this is
put back and forth.
No, but when it's hard, it's all the same stuff.
No, but it, I was like.
Must be. I don't know. Have you got, are you Cirque?
I'm fully Cirque.
Are you?
Yeah.
I'm not.
I'm Cirque since I come out of the womb.
He's a bald bag.
Yeah, literally. 3 days in or something like that, I got mine.
No, I'm hooded.
Yeah, I've never got to see it. I was I was in an incubator when I got
I always think, like, surely yours ain't as sensitive as mine. Because mine's covered. Like, yours brushes against your boxers every day. If my helmet brushes against my boxers, it'd fucking hurt.
Yeah, no, mine don't hurt.
Ooh. Yeah, no, it hurt.
Yeah,
is it? Is that?
Like, yours must be dry. Mine's not.
Yeah.
Because mine's covered.
It makes it all moist. Crazy in there. Right, it is crazy in there.
It's crazy.
What, have you had a bad experience where you've pulled that back and then?
I just think, like, sometimes I think some men are not very clean with it, and you'll pull it back and you'll go, "You haven't pulled that back in the shower, have you?"
No, that is fucked. I remember I watched a Facebook video. I was watching TV with my sister. She was watching like Embarrassing Bodies or something like that. So shout out that.
Yeah.
Some geezer was on there, and fucking. He kept having a smell from his cock, whatever. The doctor pulled his thing back, He had like cheese. Cottage cheese.
Oh
thick,
my God.
That thick behind his foreskin. And she was like, "Do you not wash behind there?" He was like, "I didn't know I had to." He's never washed it behind there.
That
his whole life.
One of the worst things.
See, that could be a thing. That's something to look out for. Yeah, I feel like
you know as well as a category on porn, Not that I have watched it when I was younger, like year nine. You know,
Caribbean porn?
No, a category on porn. Category on porn. It's not really a category on porn. It's more than disgusting videos that get sent around on WhatsApp of like girls will fucking.
What do they do?
Like,
I'm scared.
They just eat the smegma.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
I've seen some fuck videos. Bad.
Yeah, I've probably done that for free. That's horrible.
No, you wouldn't.
No, cut that.
No, wait, hold on.
No,
wait.
Cut that.
I just have to hold back.
That is so criminal.
I can't do smells. Hygiene's such a big thing for me.
No, I agree. Smells are disgusting, but I'm surprised you're fine with puss because sometimes puss can be a bit like hit.
Sometimes it can, but I wouldn't go down there. I don't eat at every single girl.
What you do, like a scratch and sniff? So
yeah, exactly that. Yeah, if we have a little butchers, if it's all right, you know what I mean.
People are gonna watch this now though, and when they sleep with Johnny, if you don't go down on them, they're gonna know.
I'm having backlash from that.
Why?
So in a previous episode, I talked about a thing called backwind.
Okay. Yeah, I've heard
of it. So obviously, I've explained what backwind is. Like, cool. And you, when you're in doggy and
yeah, the smell comes
sometimes
up. Yeah, yeah.
The smell comes up. I've heard so many people have given me different variations. Booty breeze.
Booty breeze is crazy.
That sounds like a fucking air freshener for like, your ass.
Genuinely. Yeah. Booty breeze. I've had so many of my
DMs. Get the new booty breeze.
It's called this, it's called that, it's called that. I've had proper backlash of it.
Why? We've like, just said
what from girls you've slept with or just random people?
Random people.
I need to get
and
a
And obviously
man.
There's other people
but
that obviously
what's
I
their issue with it?
So there are people that I have been in, had relationships with, have now been paranoid. Are now paranoid.
Yeah, that
and
made me paranoid.
And then in the future, now it's kind of messed me up. But then there's randoms just hitting me up saying, "Is it real? Like, is it a thing? I'm paranoid now. You've kind of disrupted my whole."
Yeah. Is it
yeah.
Well, what is
well,
the
just
smell?
Just wash your nun then.
Oh my god.
Is it like the arsehole or the purse?
Both.
I tell you what it smells
mixed
like.
Together.
I tell you what it smells like.
Oh my, the purse.
Period blood.
Nah, it's worse.
What?
It's worse so than it that. Like, yeah, it's like that
what?
Mixed with shit.
What?
Mixed with, every bad smell that can come out of a woman, packed together and thrown off.
And is this every time you guys do
no,
doggy?
No,
I've never had it. I've never had it.
No, no, it's not every time. It's a rare occasion.
My God, I'm never bending over again.
Oh, it is the
That's
worst.
Horrible.
No,
That's,
it's just surely, I've never had it. I've never had it. It's I'm sure it's a hygiene thing, surely.
It's one of the worst smells I've ever smelled in my life. I'll just put that as that. It's probably, it's top two.
And you can still stay hard?
No.
During that?
Just yes, genuinely. You can.
Okay, no. All right, cool. I'm saying no, but yes.
Well, they can't see you if you go like that. Why? I don't know why.
Once it hits you, genuinely, it changes the whole mood. It's
like about this year, I went on a holiday. But, I'm going to keep this very vague because I'm not trying to grass anyone up. I went on a holiday with my boys. One of my boys was sleeping with this girl, yeah? I've come in the room. Oh my God. I come in the room and went, I was like, what the fuck's that smell? He went, what smell? Whatever, looked at me like, whatever, she's gone to the toilet. I've opened the balcony window. I said, bro, it fucking stinks in here. He's like, no, that's her. The whole room smelled of like I said, period blood.
What?
Like, you know, you're not period blood, right? Yeah, not nice. Yeah. Like, and it stunk, like of shit,
ugh.
Like fish. Like, I opened the hotel room door. I'm like,
no, you're joking. You got in there and gagged out the place.
No, I would have left. If someone walked in on me and they gagged, I'd have been like, oh, it's
Wait,
my
hold
time
on.
To
I got one for you now. Now that we're on the topic, what's your worst sexual experience?
Oh, guys.
Yes, oh, I want to yes. hear this. I want to hear this.
But it's more like, it's so embarrassing.
I feel like you're like the boy version
yeah,
of me.
Yeah, 100%.
You're very out there and just say what you think and then be like, oh, shit.
I've had some awful experiences, but like the one that is just embarrassing for me is I went on a pub crawl dressed as, what was I, like a sexy sailor. It wasn't really sexy, it was just a sailor. And I got blackout drunk and there's this place called Ocean in Nottingham and it's just like, when you turn up there, you're blackout, right?
Right.
And I took this guy home and I didn't remember it because I was so drunk. And I woke up the next morning being like, oh, brilliant, I didn't fuck anyone. Like, bargain, I'm so good.
I'm so, yeah.
I went downstairs and my flatmates were like, Grace, like, you were chanting GK Barry.
What?
Fucking this man.
What?
No,
why are you fucking him?
Yeah.
He was trying to.
You're going GK Barry. You're joking.
It's not even my own name, like my
oh
stage
Oh my God.
Name. Yeah. And I bet you, I was like, GK
Barry.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
That's hot. No. One of the
That's hilarious.
And I remember I went back to my room and I didn't sleep with anyone for a long time.
Curled up in a ball.
I was so embarrassed. And I was like, that man's just left and I've just told him who I am and he's going to go and search what is GK Barry.
100%.
And then he's going to go and tell his mates, she fucking loves herself.
He probably knew who you was anyway.
He probably knew.
You are very famous.
You actually love the stuff.
No, but I was kind of impressed. I was like, wow.
GK Barry.
GK Barry, chanted
wow.
it.
Yeah, have you guys got any?
Oh, I've got too many to count.
I was going to say.
Now, Joey, like what's your worst one? Though?
You've got to have one apart from Bosch that's not.
Yeah, like one that's worse than Bosch. I say what's just the most vile one, like the most.
It's <That's> horrible. What's the most vile? I don't know, man. Like, I actually haven't had that many. Like, I've had a few things stink.
What a sentence that was. I've had a few things stink.
But yeah, but apart from the Bosch story, like, I don't think.
Have you got any?
Oh, we'll be here 2 more hours.
Why do you? Yeah, fair.
Let me, I'll give you one. Just, I'll keep it brief. This is when I was in Napa years ago.
And start that sentence already.
Yeah,
is horrible.
And I'd had a shit day already. Lost my phone. Everything was just, it was just going wrong. Not bad day. And this girl kept on coming up to me the whole time I was out, saying she wants to go with me. And I'm like, no, whatever not. In the end, I'm just like, do you know what, forget. Grabbed her, I said, come, let's go.
Yeah.
Gone back to my bit now. in bed, she's like, oh, can I put some music on? I'm like, yeah, go on, whatever. She put music on, some kind of heavy metal shit.
Oh,
not even.
I want all that.
Yeah, genuinely. She was like, oh, it's just more my thing, whatever not.
That's she what must I'm, have I, fucked the life out of you, innit?
But listen, we didn't get there. Because look, that's when I kind of looked at the girl and I went, oh, but you're kind of dressed like that as well. But like, I wasn't really checking her. She had a nice face in that. And I was just looked at a couple bits and I was like, yeah, do you know what? You're nice. Anyway, get to it now, whatever not. The she's about to drop, yeah, drop me a bit of briz, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm getting some. I'm about to get some.
Drop me a bit of briz, it's crazy. That she's a fucking DPD driver. Yeah. About to drop me a bit of briz.
So anyway, I'm getting ahead. And I just keep seeing her stop like this.
No.
She'll carry on. And she'll stop like this. And I'm like, what is going on? Like, 15 second breaks every single time, but you're not even coming up for air. In the end, she's just done the biggest gag.
No, she's just vomited
all over here. Just this one.
Just that one's in it.
Just no. gone nuts, like genuinely big bits.
Oh all over my here. God, and enough.
Then,
same, enough.
And then there was a cup. Oh my there was a cup. God. There was a cup next to her. Which, there was a cup next to her with half like a vodka lemonade in it. She's grabbed it. Like, that's going to do anything at this point. Like, you've just ruined me. Like that's going to do anything. Grabs the cup. Cup's about this big. Does a second one. Goes all over her hands, all over me, all over my bed. And she's like this. And she's like, I'm so sorry, whatever not. And I'm just like,
fuck off. And then get the fuck out of my fucking moment.
You know that's going to happen, though. She was taking breaks. She knew that was going to happen.
You knew it was going
to
happen.
I would just say, listen, I've got to stop that because I
exactly.
feel sick.
Oh, yeah. My God. I don't even understand the people in general, not when they're giving head, but in general, when you're going to be, I think there's never been a time where it's just come out. I can always get to somewhere.
Genuinely.
I can't deal with sick.
That was one of the worst. Genuinely.
I would not leave the house. I would have flown home, a silent flight home.
I weren't feeling myself after
that's
that.
That's vile.
Was it all over your belly in
that? All over my stomach, bro. All in the fucking
what was she? What was she eating that day?
Oh. Down my legs, that here.
Oh.
She's don't like, ask that. What was she eating that day? Horrible.
I'm trying. I'm remembering that one. Gag. Oh.
That's a real one as well.
No, I'm telling you.
Because
obviously I'm laying down on my,
and it's warm as well.
Oh.
Sorry, stop. I'm laying down here and it's just like, and when I'm lifting up my leg, it's all stuck.
Dripping down to your ass and that.
Oh my God.
Imagine the lights were off, it's bare sloppy. Look down, it's fucking just sick. Oh. What's that smell? I bet the room stunk. I bet your cock stunk for days.
Bro, I got up. It took me about 5 minutes to get up because I'm like this.
I'm just accepting it.
And I've walked this slow to the bathroom, to the shower. Like, I felt cold. I felt like walking to the shower.
I would say it's not a fault for being sick, but at the same time, like you said.
No, you had warnings there.
You had warnings.
Multiple warnings.
Or just don't suck dick if you can do that.
So that was mine. And that's the first and last time I ever said that story.
I don't know how we're moving on from anything else. Upset me, that story. That's really...
It's offended you.
Yeah, I've been a bit violated.
I'm actually gagged on camera, like, funny.
Eyes
warm. I was gagging, bruv. Thinking about it. Thinking about it. Napa's so hot as well.
It's steaming hot.
Remember for a shit in Napa.
It's humid.
Like, I've got a video on my phone. It's like 34 degrees. I'm dripping with sweat. Like, oh my God. Like, my boxers are soaked with sweat. And it's been around my
in that heat, brother.
What the fuck?
I'm experiencing that kind of trauma.
Yeah.
Like,
no, that is that.
It was
trauma.
Pure trauma.
That's crazy.
It's
not that.
So yeah, there we go. That's Michael's worst sexual story.
Definitely. So I hope she's all right.
Oh my God, I'm so... Why did I remember that?
Grace, what would you say, is your most awkward interaction with a fan? Or like weirdest interaction with a fan?
Oh my God, I know yours and mine.
No, we got to say, ours was together.
I don't really have weird ones. I've had rude ones. Like, there was this girl that came to my tour. And it was pancake day at the time. And she was like, she came up to me, she paid for a meet and greet, right? So it was way more than all the other tickets, paid for a meet and greet. She went up to me, she went, happy pancake day with your flat ass. By the way, my boyfriend fancies you. I don't know why the fuck he does though.
Oh my God.
What the fuck?
No, on the stage.
What did you laugh?
I just went, let's get a pic. And then afterwards I was like, I'm done.
God, she said,
what the fuck?
Yeah.
Ours, we had together. So yes, we was in Ayia Napa about 3 years ago. There was this geezer who was out there, and basically he was in the Marines or something, like he was a soldier. But their base camp is in Larnaca, is it?
Yeah.
So Cyprus,
right?
For like whatever. So this geezer is already a bit like like he's militant, isn't it? He's got the vibes. Yeah, you know what I mean, but he saw me in Napa. He was already a bit drunk. He lost his friends, and he was obsessed with me, like overly obsessed with me. Yeah. Which is sick. Yeah, like it's nice to get love and that, but like he just stepped it a bit too far. Every girl that I'd not even flirt with, and he was like, can I chill with you for the rest of the night? I was like, yeah man, whatever. Every girl that I literally speak to, he chatting to a girl for 5 minutes. I turn around, go whatever, back to him, whatever. He would go up to the girl if he sees her with another boy, stick it on a boy, square up to him, that's Johnny's girlfriend. What the fuck are you doing, bro? Stick it on a geezer.
Army vibes though, like.
He was like strong, he was like a proper army geezer.
I don't know if I'd like that or not.
He done it like 4 times. And then he came up to me and he was start like crying. Like, he was like, I just love you so much, man. He said he started showing Michael's videos of him in the army, like killing people and that.
Yeah,
he was like, I've killed like for like 4 people and that.
Show me videos on his phone. I'm thinking, oh my God, I don't want to see this.
Videos? What? Did he just like film it afterwards? Like a vlog? Another one.
And he had to be back in his army base by like...
By like six in the morning.
Yeah, and it was like 4:30. And he was like, oh, bruv, I'm gonna lose my place in here. He was asking him for a score and that to get a cab.
Yeah, and I was like, nah, mate.
What?
Did you not give him it?
No, mate, no.
No, yeah, that was
horrible. You had a bad one as well.
That was probably the worst one.
That's weird.
Yeah, it was weird. Like, he was cool until he started sticking on people, bruv.
Yeah, but I feel like people like that do... You know, sometimes people will go out on nights out just for fights.
Yeah, like some people like do. I'm never really. If it comes to me, I'm not taking. No, I ain't a dickhead, innit? I'd snuff you in the jaw.
Yeah, straight.
I'd run off.
Nah.
Someone started on me on a night out. Like, sorry.
But I'd never like go looking for it. I think people that boys that stand there in a function like that.
Yeah.
Lighten up.
What have you come up? When you got dressed?
But I get burst, and I'll happily just dance with my boys. I couldn't.
What does burst mean?
Drunk.
Oh, okay.
I couldn't give a fuck.
Yeah,
I mean. I'm getting lit. Like, do you think I care what you think of me? I'm not standing there trying to look cool.
Stand up.
I look cool anyway. What I'm doing.
Exactly.
If you actually look over and you're having a good time, people actually dancing. That's actually what it's about. I'm not standing there trying to look stiff.
They respect it more.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Embarrassing.
That's become a thing, man. Genuinely. Every rave you go, every event you go to, you always have them people that are just on the corner.
Yeah.
I just assumed they were like dealers and they're waiting for business.
Nah, man.
Nah, dealers go about saying, you want
to. Yeah, they're about, they're active.
Yeah, they walk through.
They never ask.
Hills, Charlie.
To be fair, I wouldn't say. I wouldn't Hills, take Charlie. It, so you'd probably tell.
You said that worst experience happened on tour. You're going on tour again, aren't you?
I am in February.
Sick.
Nice.
Sick. How long are you going on tour for?
The whole of February, pretty much.
Banging.
Yeah, I know, but tour life's a bit, it's a lot. Like, because I won't go on stage without being drunk.
Is it?
So I'm just drunk for the whole of February. Yeah. I tried doing
so
it once.
You're earning bread, isn't it? So...
Yeah, but Jesus Christ, I come back broken, like a really broken woman.
Yeah, of course, you've got to recover. It's going to take you another month.
But the Instagram pics will slap.
What is the go-to drink when you're on tour?
So on my rider, I get 2 bottles of Prosecco, some vodka and cranberry juice.
2 bottles of Prosecco?
And some gum.
I have half a glass of Prosecco.
And I'm burst.
Really?
No, it's more like I can't drink it.
I get so drunk off Prosecco.
Yeah, but you've got to train yourself with Prosecco because it does make you a little bit fun.
Why does that happen though?
I don't know. It's like Prosecco, champagne, anything bubbly will make me feel a bit.
I don't like bubbly. Bubbly alcohol.
No, I only like Prosecco that's bubbly.
I get so drunk off that.
No,
really.
I think a nice cold Maggie gets you nicely.
Oh yeah, that, obviously.
I've never tried a Magnum, and I don't know. I probably wouldn't like it.
Nah, come on, Grace.
It's an acquired taste.
I know.
Come on, Grace.
If it's anything more than room temperature, I can't be drunk. Can't be drunk.
Yeah, but I can't argue with that.
Do it with a black people.
Yeah, now you got. Now you got.
Try it, mate. Now you
got a bunch of racists.
Yeah, but I feel like if I walked in and was like, "Hi, can I have a Magnum?" They'd be like, "Here we go."
No, I
look like the pick me. Could I have a Magnum?
Wharton, can I have a Magnum?
Can I have a Magnum still?
No, Maggie, I can only have 2 Maggies and they start getting a bit, it's like thick.
It is.
It's like syrup.
It's like syrup.
It's tonic wine.
Like, it's one of them ones when you're on a cab to a motive and you want to get burst quick. That's what it's like.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Maggie will do that for you still.
Right, I'm going to try it and I'll let you both know how
I'm got a tongue scraper though, because your tongue goes absolutely black. Red and black.
Really?
Yeah, we was thinking about getting a few Maggies before this and we was like, it's like 11:30, bro.
I'd still done it. But it is actually 8 a.m.
Thank you.
You could have done it, my boy.
That's criminal.
Yeah, but what do you do on your tour?
I do a bit of stand-up. I get guests on.
Nice.
I interact with the audience.
Sick.
And this year, I'm incorporating, like, a lot of cock this year. Like, I'm really... Because it's called the Size Matters Tour. I'm thinking of getting carried out on a cock.
Okay.
Wicked.
By like oily men.
Nice.
That's what Sick. I'm thinking the vibe is, because like, I can do that this year. So okay. Next year even. So
does size matter?
Do you know what I've always said? Sometimes I've had a penis, and I haven't had a penis, but like I've been near a penis and it's just too big. I think average length but thick is quite nice. I don't mess about with the skinny penises.
I'm happy with mine. Average I'm very happy with mine.
But I've seen yours.
When have you seen mine?
The video.
Oh. Oh my God, no. And I just know.
Do you know what video
Yeah,
is?
Yeah. What do you think then?
He shows me.
not in that kind of way. What do you think?
Some improvement.
What do you mean?
No, yeah, fine. Like that's a normal, like, if I saw that, look at me, you're trying to like starting on my words. If I saw that.
It's a humble seven.
Yeah.
It's a humble seven.
Yeah, I wouldn't be upset. Got a bit of girth to it. But it's not like sometimes there's penises that are so big and you just think, I don't want that in me. Yeah,
that must hurt.
It's like a sword.
Mm. I'm right. I'm happy with my size.
Do you know apparently micro penises are very common in the UK?
Apparently they're called micro penises.
I was like, what is this getting funny?
People start calling you micro, they start calling you micro. Micro, yo, Mike. Micro.
Oh, I'm
but then
cool,
you're a singer. No, I'm a cock small.
Yeah, my cock's just tight.
You're Mike.
I think I'm right at my size though, man.
But would you say, if you guys did have a small penis, would you go up to a girl and be like, because I've had a guy come up to me like, oh, you wouldn't like me, my penis is too small. And I was like, oh, you're right then.
Wait, is he actually, someone's actually
said that? Yeah, but the fact that he said that
already. Psychology.
The fact that he said that already, that's the wrong way to go about it. I feel like even if my cock was small, like, it's about game and that. It's about how you, like, you know what I mean? You can make a girl laugh and it don't even matter, like, does it really matter how big your cock
that
is?
That is my trick, 100%. Laugh someone into bed. Laugh someone like into it's bed. More effective.
But then what about in bed?
Yeah, no, lights off, top
it's
on.
It's time for you to drop dick in and you're just there. Like,
no, there's no lights off. No, never lights off.
Really?
Nah. I want to look at them.
I'd prefer my, like, if enjoy the myself. Guy I'm dating to wear like infrared goggles so he doesn't have to fully see me, just the outline. So
wait, dead. You said you've done this? So just
do
you
no, do I'd,
you
like, do I'd
are
prefer
Are you fully lights off, girl?
Unless I'm drunk. If I'm drunk, let's go to town. But if I'm not drunk, I'm just a bit like, ooh.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd rather.
You wouldn't think that because you're bare confident.
Yeah.
Yeah, but fucking hell, not with me. I don't walk around with my tits out. With
no, but like,
you know, like,
in your own body, you feel like, I feel
like. Oh my God, if you're sober, yeah, lights off and you can just like, see me as Braille.
Who am I fucking? Who am I?
Wait, hold on. That's Grace. That's Grace. That's Grace.
Hold on, I'm reading the last bit now. Hold on.
See me as Braille.
Don't even shout out, I'm going to come. Just do it in dots and dashes. And it dots
I read
and dashes.
It and I'm like, brilliant. Thank
blinks,
you.
Blinks.
Yeah, there's no
oh
way.
Oh my God. Nah, definitely. I'm a lights on or lamp. A lamp. Yeah.
Yeah.
A lamp.
Or sign on the TV.
Do you know what? Guys scare me because you guys have like post nut clarity. And I know everyone's been a post nut clarity. But that hurts. That's
no, not everyone.
Well, no. Have you experienced? Okay, two questions.
Oh, well, okay.
For yourself, as in, have you been with a guy and then been like, "What the hell? What did I just do?"
No, because if that would happen, I'd be drunk. But sometimes the next day, I'll see what they actually look like and be like,
"What the hell?"
Yeah.
What? What do you mean, what they actually look like? They're not next. To
like,
you?
I don't have bit. No.
There's that beer goggles.
Well, they're gone before.
I would not. There's no way. I'd be like, "You have to leave now."
Is it?
Yeah.
Wow. I'd love a girl to do that to me.
Come on. What, really? Can I go now?
I'm booking you before you.
Are you just off getting response? Wait, hold on a minute. Why do you want me to go? Hold on. You leave and it will have you jumping the Uber, mate. Hold on a minute. Going back upstairs, isn't it? What's wrong with me?
Oh, my God.
have you been a victim of post-nut clarity?
What? Have you seen 100%?
Really?
Yeah, and I feel like it's really obvious as well because they're like... They won't even really like look at you. They'll be like, yeah, 100%, cool. It hurts because you're like, that's how
I don't really get it.
So wait. This is so interesting to me. Hold on, sorry.
Because you guys make it so obvious that you couldn't even.
We can't help it.
Yeah.
But then, so say for example, you've been a victim of it. When you're
been a victim of it. Fucking hell, so much.
A victim of it. It's just the way I say it. But say for example, you're sat there and you know it's happening.
Yeah.
Is it a situation where you're in his place, he's at your place?
I'll never go to theirs.
So they'll come to yours?
Yeah, so then at least they can like leave.
They can leave.
Yeah.
So this is the thing.
But I've heard when girls go to other people.
Yeah, 100%.
That hurts, but yeah.
No, not in that way. Like, if to be fair, I'd rather go around the girls because then I can leave whenever
I can. Leave, exactly. Yeah,
I'd rather that.
Yeah, because if a girl's around yours, like I've heard of so many, like, of my friends be like, you have to, like, force them out because they what assume
you have to force geezers out.
No, girls, like, if like with my guy friends, they're like, you have to literally tell them, like, no, I've got work and you need to leave. And that's a really awkward conversation to have.
But if they're cool, though, I don't mind chilling with them.
Really?
But more time, they're not really that cool, but, like, more time, if they're cool. I don't mind chilling with them.
Yeah,
you get
issues.
Bad issues with that. I don't really mind.
To be fair, I just like sleeping on my own. Like, and also the next day, I just want
I want to start my day correctly after. Like, you know what I mean? I want to start
No, I'll cuddle someone that I like. If it's someone that I don't really know, I'll be like, same. Get off.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't
See,
like
that's the thing. You bring them around to yours and then.
Yeah.
But the thing is, they have post-nut clarity. Let's say, for example, a guy that's had post-nut clarity.
Yeah.
Does he try to leave?
What do you mean? Like,
so say, for example.
Yeah.
He's at yours.
Yeah.
You slept together. Mm. He's got post-nut clarity. He needs to leave.
Straight away, he's got those jeans on. He's like, that's good. Uber on the app.
Is it? Straight away.
Had the, at uni, though. 100%
okay.
at uni.
Okay, that's a bit different because, like. Different.
I haven't had any one night stands since coming out of uni, to be fair.
So I
don't know how this works in normal life.
I don't think post-nut clarity is that real. Like, it's definitely a thing, but, like, it's not like, well, with me anyway. Like, it's more of like the moment I come. I start thinking about all the things I could be doing with my boys right now.
Oh,
like,
really?
But I have to chill with you in bed. Do you know what I mean?
Right,
like,
okay.
I could just go out and link
I
my
I start
pals.
Thinking of so many things I want to be doing apart from this.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I just want to go to bed.
Until I get horny again.
Get around.
Like 5 minutes
Sounds
later.
Terrible.
Is that, well?
I don't give every go, though. Like, if you're a proper sort, I probably won't get it.
Yeah, so
really? Often. Yeah, to be fair, I guess it's hard.
And if I get on with you, like, if I, like, yeah, sometimes I've came and then even after I'm there and I look at you, I think, oh my God, you're banging.
Yeah.
So I don't really care. Or if I get on with you.
I think we should normalise letting them know. By the way, no post-nut clarity here. You're fit. Because then I'd sleep well at night.
Yeah, you would, yeah.
I'd know, I'd be like, brilliant.
And then I feel like we should normalise
letting people know
that you
still find them attractive. That's a real thing.
I want to
normalise that. I would want to normalise telling people.
Okay, how would you say it? We've just slept together, right? I'm getting dressed. How are you saying it?
Can't lie, I thought you was banging until 10 seconds ago.
No, that's great. I can't lie, it would just be a little bit.
Do you imagine that one? Imagine that one straight after another. Whoa.
Who are you? 10 minutes ago.
Who are you?
That's horror.
I don't know how I'd do it. I'd just probably say, do you want a drink? Thank
what?
You for coming.
Thank you for coming. Thank you.
He's like a host.
Do you want any water or anything on your way? Like, thank you for coming.
On your way.
And yeah.
But bus comes in 10
can
minutes.
Can we do this again? Yeah. We can do this again, but just not now.
No, you're brutal.
Oh, that's quite nice.
I feel like you two are more brutal than me. I think you're more brutal than me if you kick people out.
Really?
Yeah. I kick people out.
Yeah, 100%.
I can't do it, man.
I don't. I feel too rude.
Yeah, but if you're drunk, you could kick anyone.
Oh my God, I can't 100%. Do it.
Once I hid from someone, I brought a guy back, didn't want to fuck him, so I hid in the kitchen. Until he decided to leave.
What?
Yeah, in my uni halls, I hid in the kitchen and I got my flatmates to then be like, she doesn't want to fuck you anymore. No, he did. The door had glass on and I was hid behind in a pink PVC dress.
Oh,
so
my
vague.
God.
And I was just stood there. And as he walked past to leave, he just looked at me in the glass and I was like, it was really awkward. Yeah. God bless.
Safe travels.
Yeah, it was hell.
Hiding in plain sight.
Yeah. Like a pink dress. Yeah.
Hello.
I'm not here. Yeah. Don't come in the kitchen. I'm not here.
Oh.
Don't come
God.
In the kitchen. I'm naked. I mean, giving him the wrong idea, innit? Okay, Grace. What do you reckon you'd be doing if you didn't do this?
I feel like I would.
Because you done film studies and
I wanted to be like a camera operator, but I wasn't good at anything like this. Thankfully, this happened. I feel like I like watching shows about strippers. So what I would have done is I probably would have fucking got a BBL and been a stripper
in
like
Vegas,
100%.
What, and go America, I'll do it over here.
Yeah, what am I gonna do over here and fucking like tape? There's no.
No, there's strip clubs. I've never been to a strip club.
Have you been to the Box?
Yeah, but that's not a strip club.
No, but like the not
I was
like
there
my
with you.
For my Halloween party, it wasn't the Box.
No, I've never been.
Do you know what?
Halloween party.
You know what I saw? Do you know what I saw a lot? I went last weekend. I saw a guy pull a condom out his asshole and chuck the cum on the crowd.
Oh,
wait, what?
My.
No.
I'm catching in a murder charge.
No.
That lands
said,
on me. I'm fucking
again.
Doing him up.
Again.
He'd be like that.
Again. Yeah.
He'd be like, I'm getting dental and pouring it on my face. Fuck that.
He pulled it out his
arsehole. Because I was like, what's that hanging out his arse? He pulled it out, went.
I'm doing 10 then, to 15 for that.
And then he went oh and then like held onto it and the cum squirted over the ground.
I'll be like that.
That's all I was like. I was like, yeah. Yeah, I feel like,
yeah, it's a bit of a weird place.
Work at the box, but strip it. I've never been to a strip club though. Neither. I feel like I'd love it.
Oh my God, genuinely, it's not all that good.
No, I feel like I'd it's really enjoy it. It's expensive number
one. I don't get you. No. I don't. I didn't even like. I know a lot of boys like brasses. I'm not really a brass man. Yeah. I never really have been. I think it's shit. But like, I kind of more get that because you're going, paying, you get what you want, boom. People go to a strip club, will sit there horny, you're not allowed to touch them.
Can't touch
them. And you're chucking money.
Chucking bread.
You're literally spunking money.
It's expensive, man.
And then that's you leave true. With a fucking raging hard on.
Raging hard on.
And go on another wank. Yeah. That's why I've never been to a strip club. I think, anyway. What is the point?
No, do you know what? That is so true.
You go there to get horny and then go on.
I think I recognised when I went a few times how sad I was getting because I was enjoying the conversation with him.
No, she actually likes me. Just to begin. She likes me. I'm sure she likes me.
She asked about my life.
I knew obviously they didn't. Sometimes I'll sit there and I'll have a proper laugh talk with them.
They are rubbing their hands together like he's fucking fallen.
But I genuinely haven't. And when they realise that I'm not giving out any money.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just coming back in a minute. Yeah,
and they never come back.
Good chat.
How about this? I'll hear this. One of my boys, and obviously I'm not going to say who. He loves a tear ass, yeah? He does, he loves them, yeah? And there's this one that he always-
A brass.
A tear ass.
I was like, I thought you said tit or ass. I was like,
he loves them, yeah? And there's this one that he sleeps with all the time. Okay. And he's every time he sees me, he tells her, let me take you away from this life. Like,
oh my God.
He's like, I swear down, I think I like her, but I'm like, shut up, bro.
He's literally paying to fuck her. I think there's an issue there though. Like, why are you paying, like?
No, I don't really like it.
Can you not fuck, I don't understand. Like, sure, because I feel like pussy, if you go on Tinder, you can get pussy easily.
I would never want Tinder pussy.
Tinder pussy.
No, right. I would not want
this. It's just as ripe as the
talent on there ain't very.
It's just as ripe.
Yeah.
It's not.
Yeah.
It's not.
They're easier though. Like on Instagram.
I'd rather click an ad which said local sluts in your area. Got more chance of finding one.
I appear on the front page.
Is it?
Take me to an ad block and just get all viruses on my computer.
Tell you, man.
It's crazy. Still ripe.
Hinge pussy's ripe as well.
Hinge is good.
I'm not
good.
A dating app, man. I'm not there's, even a DMer. I'm in real life.
I know you are very IRL.
I'm
what's your go-to then?
I don't know. Everyone, like, people ask me, what's your chat? I think chat up lines are so sneaky.
I don't have a chat up line.
No, I just go over there and just say what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Right.
So exactly what I'm thinking.
Okay.
And it is,
I would say I'll take notes, but.
But what do you
I'd be like, the weather's so hot today.
Yeah, but surely they should be coming up to you.
Yeah.
Me?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. My sister loves you. That's the usual. Oh, I just think I've got to go. Yeah.
Genuinely,
can you do her a video? No.
No, sorry.
No, actually I can, but as in I won't fuck you afterwards. It's crazy, yeah. There's no way.
So most of it's just like geezers coming up to you because you're drinking.
Well, they're like, my girlfriend loves your podcast. And I'm like,
cheers.
Fair play.
Have you had it, yeah? Because obviously a lot of people know who you are, whatever, and it's like people are... whether you have or not, people already assume you've got money because you're famous.
Yeah.
Have you ever had it where a boy kind of like wants you to pay and treat him, not your boyfriend, like not someone you've been with, like on a date, and like they expect you to pay because they assume you got bread?
Do you know what? No, but I'm always, I'll split a bill. I don't care about splitting a bill. Yeah. That wouldn't give me the ick or whatever. But if I got my card out to be like, oh, like, cause you know, it's polite to offer.
Yeah.
And they were like, yeah. I'd then be like, no, that was a test. You failed. Like, what
on earth? I'll get it now, but I've never seen you.
Yeah, I'd say get out your PayPal and transfer me that. Yeah. That's crazy.
Wicked.
Yeah.
And if I knew, I'd take you to Frankie and Benny's or something.
100%.
Like, I'm not spending my money at all.
Frankie and Benny's
maybe
is jank.
Bills. Yeah, it is one of hell.
The chicken's like a tire.
No, fair it's done. That is the most disgusting restaurant
ever.
It's
a horrible munch. It's a horrible munch.
But I mean, if you want to sponsor us, then it's lovely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Frankie, mate. Benny,
Frank, get Ben. Get him on the phone.
Get Ben on the phone. Tell Frank we're going to do a deal.
Do you guys think it's an ick if a girl splits the bill?
I think on a first date, to be fair, if I like someone, the first couple dates, first couple weeks I'm seeing you, I'll pay for everything.
Yeah.
But I'll be so real. Once I start proper fucking with you and we're like, basically a thing.
Yeah.
I will never ask. Actually, that's a lie. I have asked before. Mm. Like, I want you to pay for some things.
Yeah.
Why is your life now free because I've got money and now you're my girlfriend.
Especially if it's their idea. Like if I'm like, oh, we should go out for dinner.
Mm, yeah.
And then not even offer.
I would never get you to pay the whole thing. But like,
really?
When I was with my ex, whenever I used to pay for whatever, we've been together for years, so I was paying for whatever, she'd always, always send me half on PayPal without me even asking.
Oh, yeah. That's nice.
And I used to send it back to her and she'd be like, no, I'm sending it back. So it just become a thing now in my head that I think, yeah, you should, like, if you want to offer splitting the bill, do it.
Yeah.
100%.
But I will pay for most things.
You're both doing the same, it's the same activity. You're both, you've decided mutually to go out with each other.
Because otherwise girls have it too easy. And why is your life now free? Because you're my girlfriend.
Yeah, it's true.
You know what I mean? I will spoil a life out of you, but like, fucking hell, like, don't just
give
expect.
Give me something back. Yeah, don't expect it. Man.
Although if I did date football, I'm not transferring him the 10 quid.
No, fuck that.
Yeah, he gets
no
10 quid a week.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? I'll be like, you can just go all out for that. Yeah. A Birkin please. Looks nice.
No,
yeah.
but then like, you would still, because you got money, you'd still spoil him for his birthday.
I'd buy him some new football boots or something.
Oh, that is lovely.
The ones he gets for free.
The ones he gets for free from Nike.
I'd get him gifted anyway. I'd be like, you're welcome.
Right, yeah, I think we've gone way over time. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Thank you, Grace, for coming on.
Thanks you so much, Grace.
It's been hilarious. I've been Johnny.
I've been Michael.
It's been a good enough podcast. Yeah, we'll catch you next time. Videos every Wednesday.
Yes.